Reached the hour of, look there, 1 o'clock. Time to start this meeting. So, fantastic. Thanks, everybody, for sticking around, being a part of Council of Governments. I'd like to make sure that you're all welcome. That's item number one on our agenda. Mayor, do you feel welcome?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, very good.
Well,
mission accomplished. We're on to item two, which is consideration of previous minutes from March 15th, 2022.
It's still broken.
It's been a while ago. I'm sure Cheyenne did a fantastic job at putting together those minutes.
I wasn't here to motion.
Chair, I attended that meeting. I'm happy to make a motion to approve those minutes.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second to approve the minutes. All those in favor say aye.
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 We're on to item three, financial update. Susanna?
Yes. So just a quick financial update on the balances that we do have currently. In our preservation fund, we do have $460,556.77. Our construction grant, we do have a balance of $857,891.80, and our revolving loan has $170,845.33. If you turn over to the obligated project spreadsheet, if there are any cities that are looking to obligate any funds on this spreadsheet for any projects, please send me an email and I can go ahead and turn over these funds into our unobligated funds.
Are there any other copies of that?
I have one.
Do we have any more copies
of the spreadsheet?
Oh, I've got one.
Can these be emailed to us?
Sure.
You don't need an answer right now for those funds.
Yeah, no.
You should have got one too, like in the packet that I sent out. There was like a bunch of stuff.
We just don't print them as well.
Yeah.
That's the one you're looking for.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, so on the obligated projects worksheet, if any city feels that we need to unobligate any of their funds for a project, please let me know and I can do so. And that is it on the financial side.
Very good.
Well, those funds replenished surprisingly quickly. It seems like we just took everything out of it a few weeks ago.
Very good. Thank you, Susanna. Item four is St. George City request for additional funding from COG. Cameron? I thought it was signed. Off for him.
It was just the value of the property was higher than what we expected. Another $10,619 we're asking if we can increase that estimate to that by that amount. They'll be reimbursed on that right away.
What's the
River Road to, it's on River Road, 1450 South to Riverside Drive. It was the bridge project, the widening project.
What was the amount?
Oh, $10,619, I think is what it is.
Was it eminent domain, or who was the person?
No eminent domain. It was, we have to look in the packet to make sure which one it was. We bought property from Popeye, Sheffield. There were several property owners, but I have to check and see which one it was. Sorry, Jay's not here to answer that.
This was just based on the appraised value.
It was the acquisition costs that went over. The appraisals were all right in line with where they're supposed to be, but it cost more money to get the acquisition done, the closing. And
okay. Sorry about that.
Paying attention to those kind of things. So that's what they're asking for, is just the additional fees that were involved. This was a little more expensive than most of our acquisitions because most of them are pretty straightforward. We have a willing buyer, willing seller. This one took a lot more negotiations because there were a lot of entities involved.
We have UDOT negotiating the right-of-way because it was an administered UDOT project.
So we're paying UDOT back basically.
Oh, okay. Very good. Well, given what St. George usually asks for, I feel like we're getting off pretty
cheap. Sometimes we come back with money and give it back.
Yeah, I remember that one. Like, item number one, we'll give you some money back. Item number two, we'd like it all back. So, okay. Do we have a motion?
Yeah, I'll move that we approve that.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second to approve item number four. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passes. Item five is approval and update of the 2022 Master Priority Corridor Preservation Project List. Todd, who wants to address
this? This was on the agenda for last meeting, and I wasn't able to attend, but it got postponed.
Yeah, it got tabled because something about we can only update it once a year. Right. And so we didn't want to do it at that time because it was kind of early in the year, I think.
Yeah, generally we do it. Generally we do it the first meeting of the year, and then it's valid for that entire year until we update it again. But if we don't adopt one, then nobody can apply for funds. So we need to get that adopted. I think there was some question on whether or not we needed to add others. I haven't received any word that anybody wanted to add anything.
So there was one that could come off, and I don't remember which one it was. Do you remember?
It was Chapel Street.
So Chapel Street on our list has been crossed through.
The Heritage Bridge.
The Heritage, is that the one?
Yeah, the one that was crossing at 900 South, 900 East.
That one. That can come off the list.
And that's fine. If we want to take that off, that's fine. One thing we need to remember is that this list is inclusive. If we have everything on it, that's great, because anybody, you know, then it can be used to try to acquire property. If it's not on the list, then you cannot acquire property. So, like, UDOT has put basically all of their corridors on this list to make sure.
Yeah.
And so we really don't want to take anything off unless we're sure that it's not going to need funding. It's not going to need money for a bus turnout. It's not going to need money for a left turn lane, you know, anything like that. So you want to be careful of taking off.
Point.
But if you do have one, if that heritage you'd like to take off for sure, then we can certainly add that by motion and we can take it off the list. But
it doesn't hurt to leave it on, no?
Doesn't hurt to leave it on.
Well, I remember us talking about it, and for whatever reason we didn't adopt it, and I think it was because we wanted to review a couple things. And
it's usually not this long between meetings, so...
Yeah.
You know, but now we're actually quite late in the year to be adopted. I'd like to make sure we get it done.
Would anyone be able to give me a motion on item five, approval and update of the 22 Master Priority Corridor?
With this item remaining, is that the general thought here?
It's up to St. George City. If they say they can take off, I'd
either way, the Heritage
list.
Bridge, yeah, we don't need that project on that.
I'd say
it's so. It's just a redaction.
Yep, just take that off in addition to the changes that are shown on it.
Okay.
We've got two new ones from from Santa Clara and one that was taken off.
All right, sounds like that's the motion. Mayor, do you second it?
I do, yes.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes. Now we're on to discussion of Purgatory Road dedication plat and remaining property. Arthur?
Okay, so in your packet, there are a couple of exhibits. There's a map of a development plan, and there's also a map of Purgatory Road. I wish we were able to project this on the screen, but we'll talk about this anyway. So, the Dennett Construction just completed Quill Creek Industrial Phase 4, and it's been a very successful industrial project. And it's down there south of the fairgrounds, kind of southwest, nestled between the fairgrounds and the shooting sports park. And they acquired some additional property due south of them that they are going to develop into more industrial lots. And this will have, this will give us the opportunity to actually get a portion of Purgatory Road constructed, the alignment that's on the EA. And several years ago, we acquired some existing lots with the Corridor Preservation Fund. And I think we spent upwards of $400,000 acquiring that property, and it's just been sitting there waiting. And now that this project is coming through, I would like to have the Dennetts prepare a road dedication plat for Purgatory Road across that property and connect into the existing road network. And then I just wanted to see if, I just want to make sure I'm doing this correctly, because this is uncharted water for me. Taking existing COG property and then dedicating it and then disposing of the excess. And so them preparing the road dedication plat, is that something that's reimbursable from COG to have them do that?
Yeah, said that we did allow that. Let me see if I can find it real quick. On section 9 of our bylaws, says the COG may pay for drawings to aid in determining the proper width and alignment of the corridor. The cost to prepare survey maps, road dedication plats, and legal descriptions may also be reimbursable.
Okay. Well, if that being the case, we'll come back to the COG with a formal application for reimbursement for those costs. I don't anticipate there'll be a lot. But then the other thing is, I would like to partner with Dennett Construction to have them redevelop that land and give them the first right of refusal to actually purchase it. And so my intention is to get it appraised and give them the first right of refusal.
Can you give me more detail on that, giving a private entity first right of refusal on publicly held land?
I don't know any more details I can give you.
So that seems really great.
Who owns the land?
The city and COG jointly own the land.
We bought a bunch of developed lots, basically.
Yeah, we bought developed lots, and the reason why I would like to do that is because they're a developing partner in the city, developing this adjacent land, and they would be required to pay whatever the appraisal was.
Probably ought to check with your city attorney, though, because I think he's right. I think that you've got to go through a more open process than that.
I think you've got it offered out for bid.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Unless they're an adjoining property owner and one of the few that can.
Well, they are.
I think they are.
Adjoining on the north.
They are an adjoining property owner. I guess I would like to say there will be a little complexity in disposing of this property, because there's existing lots, and they some of them could remain as they're platted, but I think it makes a lot of sense to have the private sector redevelop this land into what the market wants and get the government out of it. And so that's kind of the notion that I had. I don't want to get into anything fishy. If it has to be a bid, then so be it.
I think you got to do it.
But
it has to be open.
Talk to your attorney.
And I don't think that it would be a closed thing. When I've asked about disposal of COG property in the past, I've talked to Todd about it. He's like, well, you just need to follow whatever process your city follows to dispose of public property. And so we do have to have a public hearing. We have to advertise the property. I mean, it's state statute governs disposal of public property. So that's the process we'd go through, and I guess if somebody else wanted it, I guess we'd probably be in a bidding war.
So, Devin, we'd also need to follow accounting processes as well.
I need to look at this piece specifically, but generally it's titled in the city, not in COG. So you would abide by your own processes and state law in disposing of that property.
Well, it is jointly owned. I mean, COG is on the title.
We started doing it a little differently a few years ago, and it was mostly just to be able to track the different pieces
Because what would happen is a piece would get purchased, and then it would be some time before it would be used. And so having both the county, because COG is technically not even a, it's kind of a group, but it's not a governmental
organization. We have trouble owning property.
So I don't know when, I do remember purchasing this when the city came in, but I can't remember if it has Washington County on it.
It probably is Washington County.
Yeah, I think
as the
jointly
entity of the car. And the whole purpose of that was so that any proceeds of sales would have to go back into the corridor preservation fund. So that's really the end goal, is to dispose of this property and get the money back into the corridor preservation
fund. And if we hurry and do it before real estate goes down, we should make a profit even. So, you know.
I was going to ask, so is that going for open appraisal, or is there one that's already set on the purchase
price? We don't
or?
Have an appraisal on it.
But it's been about 6 years ago that we bought it, right? Or 5 years?
Something like that.
How far down does it take the road?
About 800 feet. Their development will take it down, I would say, probably a quarter mile. But the portion that we own already is about 800 feet.
So what kind of action are you looking at from...
Well, I just want to discuss it, get some direction, and I think I've got what I was looking for.
If it's okay, Devin, we probably should do a little bit of research. If we're on the title, then we'll give you a little bit of feedback on what our recommendation for policy would be.
Yeah, it would have to, the county is also on, we would comply with the pool.
Yeah.
But I'll double check and see what's the title.
But Arthur, I support the idea of, you know, the development's going on out there. Now's the time to get this section of the road done.
And industrial is pretty hot right now. Even though the housing market might be slowing down, industrial is really popping. At least in Hurricane, it is. I don't know how it is in other cities, but.
Okay. Yep.
Thanks.
Good. Well, that looks like our last item, so we'll stand adjourned.
Thank you, everyone.